Pete Ford, good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, it's a TV commercial that's got everybody talking at the moment. It's Sharon Strzelecki from Kath and Kim fame, played by Magda, and Kim Kardashian. And it's a very funny commercial, very well put together. The attention to detail is remarkable. You look at the set they've created with all the Sharon's trophies, etc. They've put a lot of work into it. A lot of money to hire Kim Kardashian to do an ad for Uber Eats Australia. I would think, now I don't know whether the contract extends into posters, the sides of buses, all that stuff, or whether it's strictly a TV commercial, but I don't think you'd even begin a conversation about hiring her for less than $2 million, and then you work up from there. So the results are great. I mean, it's got, you know, breakout traction. People are talking about it. Here's a little of that commercial.
Hey, Kim, what are you going to have?
Tonight, I'll be eating a chicken schnitty with chips and chicken salt.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Kim, I don't mean to be rude, but it's actually pronounced nice.
Nice?
Nice.
Noice.
N-I-C-E, nice. Noice. Noice. Like ice. I like you. Rice, pine lime splice, thrice, mice, dice.
I literally have no idea what you're saying.
And so it goes on. I don't think they were ever in the same room together. I think there's a great, and I'm sorry to say the Emperor's got no clothes, but I think this was all done with green screens. I don't think Magda and Kim were ever in the same room. Now, when you see it now, having me planted that evil seed, you'll probably start to see the joins, as it were. Way better than the old Patty Duke show from times gone by, but nonetheless, I don't think they actually ever were together. But the biggest story for me is what the budget's these people are working to, these app-based companies. You know, to do that, last week we saw Airbnb and Kiss, had Kiss in South Australia, even though they'd cancelled the Australian tour. The marketing budgets must be extraordinary.
It would be extraordinary. Interestingly, she said chicken salt, whereas we would say chicken salt. We'd have the emphasis on chicken, not on the word salt. But that's probably the least interesting thing about the whole thing. But we need to remind ourselves, Pete, every time you order Uber Eats, Uber takes 35% of the tab.
Well, I have friends who run restaurants and they hate it. They hate it because they cannot get anybody to walk through the front door during their week. They offer great deals, fantastic price deals, and they still can't get people to walk in there.